Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now, Alyssa Zinger caught shoplifting at a Florida Nordstrom with her boyfriend. Zinger tells cops she's 14. They discover she's really 22 and her boyfriend is a middle school student. Cops find Zinger uses a Snapchat profile to pose as a homeschool teen and connects with young boys. The boy Zinger's found with reports they've had sex multiple times and that Zinger sends him explicit photos and videos. That's not sex. That's child molestation.
Exactly, Nancy. Four more victims who all attend the same middle school have now come forward alleging that Zinger sent them explicit photos and videos of other minors. Zinger allegedly became jealous of a victim's teen girlfriend and circulated videos of the girl engaged in sexual activity to the other victims.
Alyssa Zinger facing 11 charges of lewd battery and molestation and many more counts related to child porn. A California homeowner warns his community that porch pirates are getting creative. Omar Munoz posts a recording from his Ring doorbell. It looks like a trash bag rolling up to the porch, but beneath it, you can see a pair of shoes. The person crouched beneath the trash bag, tucks the package underneath the bag, and waddles back down the front walk. Munoz says he was angry at first, but now laughs at the video and has since reordered the stolen $10 item. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Tennessee as a man is found guilty of raping a woman 1 year before being charged with kidnapping and killing a schoolteacher out for an early morning run. We hear details now from Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
40-year-old Cleotha Abston was found guilty by a Memphis jury of kidnapping and raping the victim in September 2021. In their verdict, the jury found Abston guilty of three charges of aggravated rape, along with aggravated kidnapping and unauthorized possession of a weapon. This according to our friends with the Daily Memphian. On Tuesday and Wednesday, the jury heard witness testimony. On Thursday, they heard closing arguments. After contacting Abston on a social dating site and consenting to meet him at his apartment, the Memphis newspaper says the victim reported that she had been raped on September 21, 2021. Abston allegedly raped her in the backseat of his girlfriend's car, covered her face with a t-shirt, held her at gunpoint, and led her outside the apartment. Charges in the 2021 rape case against Abston were not filed until September 2, 2022, when he was charged with grabbing Eliza Fletcher off a roadway near the University of Memphis and forcing her into an SUV. Her body was discovered days later outside an empty duplex. Investigators stated that Abston was not arrested on rape charges prior to Fletcher's death due to a lengthy delay in processing the sexual assault kit. He's pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty if Abston is found guilty of first-degree murder and Fletcher's death, but no trial date has been scheduled. The shooting of Fletcher, a 34-year-old kindergarten teacher and mother of two, horrified the Memphis community and sparked outpourings of support for her family. A week after her abduction, runners in Memphis and numerous other cities performed early morning runs in her honor. Last year, a second run was held to honor Fletcher. An arrest document reveals that Abston was taken into custody after authorities discovered his DNA on sandals discovered close to the spot where Fletcher was last seen. Fletcher's cause of death was listed as due to a gunshot wound to her head. She also suffered fractures to her jaw and damage to her right leg.
Following Fletcher's murder, a law requiring the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation to report on sexual assault kit testing times on a quarterly basis was approved by the state legislature. Now to Wisconsin, where a 33-year-old man has been charged with the murder of a woman whose leg was discovered on the shore of a lakefront park not far from Milwaukee. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
An indictment filed in Milwaukee County Circuit Court charges Maxwell Anderson with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson in the death of Shade Robinson. Anderson is currently behind bars. It was 2 days after a bystander discovered Robinson's leg in Cudahy's-Warnemont Park, located near Lake Michigan, that Milwaukee resident Anderson was taken into custody on April 4th. Robinson's leg was severed just below the hip. A friend had reported Robinson missing on April 2nd. According to the complaint, a worker at the building where Robinson lived informed authorities that the woman was looking forward to a date she had scheduled for April 1st. On the evening of April 1st, surveillance footage from a restaurant revealed Robinson and Anderson seated together at a bar. The next morning, her burned-out vehicle was discovered. On April 5th and 6th, more human remains were found. Investigators say those remains have not been conclusively identified as Robinson's.
Anderson has been jailed scheduled on a $5 million bond. April 22nd is set for a preliminary examination.
Thanks, John. Brittany T. lives with her boyfriend, Brookfield, Massachusetts, managing a liquor store. Brittany's in constant communication with her parents and sister. Tuesday night, she calls mom, 8 p.m., from her boyfriend's cell phone. She says hers isn't working. She sounds upset, but doesn't want to talk about it. Her parents begin to worry when they haven't heard from her again by Thursday afternoon. The boyfriend says she left their home on foot, 8:30 p.m. Tuesday. Her car is still in the driveway. Cops believe she has her wallet, phone, and iPad with her. Her cell phone last pinged near the Brookfield State Police Barracks, less than a mile from her home. The boyfriend's been cooperating, and police have no suspects and no leads in Brittany's disappearance. Brittany T., now missing 15 months. If you have info on Brittany T., please call Brookfield, Massachusetts PD, 508-867-5500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.